There's been a lot of political buzz this week at the mid-year conference of the National Congress of American Indians in Spokane. Tribal leaders say the next president must understand the importance of tribal sovereignty. Emily Schwing reports.
Tribal members can vote, but the National Congress of American Indians is nonpartisan. That's why NCAI President Brian Kladusby says issues are more important than personalities.
It is up to us to educate Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton on the positions that tribes are taking and to show not only what we hope them to do for us in the next 4 or 8 years, whatever it may be, but to show them all the accomplishments that we have made under President Obama in the last 7 years.
Tribes point to things like the 2010 passage of the Indian Healthcare Improvement Act, the 2013 passage of the Violence Against Women Act, and just this month, the Bureau of Indian Affairs finalized long-awaited updates to the Indian Child Welfare Act. U.S. Secretary of the Interior Sally Jewell touched on those accomplishments in an address to NCAI's General Assembly. Jewell also chairs the White House Council on Native American Affairs.
We have high-level engagement from cabinet members and senior White House officials, and I can attest that the cabinet is fully and personally engaged on these issues. They are not forgetting the tribes. They are not forgetting their responsibilities.
Treaty rights give tribes the right to self-governance. They manage their own land, regulate their own businesses, and create their own laws. Brian Kladusby says most past administrations have ignored tribal sovereignty.
We've been in a continual battle since 1492 on trying to maintain our sovereignty as tribal nations and other governments, whether it be local, county, state, or federal, have always tried to erode our sovereignty.
The Obama administration has improved that record. Joanne Chase is a citizen of the Mandan, Hidatsa, and Arikara nations in North Dakota. She directs the EPA's American Indian Environmental Office.
And it's just been from the top down, from President Obama directing his cabinet officials and folks to really ensure that agencies across the federal family and departments across the federal family, that they're giving honor to the government-to-government relationship, that tribes have a seat at the table in terms of decision-making where that's appropriate, that consultation with tribal governments is not the same as public comment.
In Chase's office, the staff is working at a furious pace to complete projects before the current administration sunsets, an inevitable transition Secretary Jewell is well aware of.
What we have done collectively together is unfinished business. It's very hard to leave unfinished business, but I turn into a pumpkin in about 7 months.
This year, tribal leaders hope to build on the momentum of the last eight. Even so, some tribal members, like Juana Mahel, have a different perspective on the federal election.
The president really is the president over all the citizens of the United States, but our first citizenship is to our nations.
That sentiment, however, is not well understood outside the tribal community. Mahel chairs NCAI's Task Force on Violence Against Women. She works alongside Jax Agtuka, a consultant with the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center. They both agree Americans need to learn more about treaty rights.
This nation does not educate its young to its responsibilities to Indian tribes.
Right. So we can't fault them for their ignorance, but and use it as a weapon because the country itself doesn't take responsibility in educating them.
Both federal and tribal governments are currently working on transition documents for the next administration. In Spokane, I'm Emily Schwing reporting.